Hi, this is Richie Dave Porter from the UK, British blues guitarist, and you are listening to the David Bowers Awards.
And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
Thank you very much there, the legendary John Bon Jovial, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for joining us for another week of music and more fun, really, because we really enjoy doing this show and putting it all together for you. And we've got another good one. Well, let's get right to our opening tune. It's a gentleman who goes by the name of Van Gogh. Not quite the way you're used to it. If you're not familiar with him, it's V-A-N-N-G-O. And he's got a brand new release called We'll Rise LA. Here it is.
It was a calm and beautiful day. Not a sign of what would come our way. The air was still and the skies were clear. The winds began and the flames drew near. Sparks ignited and the fire grew. Horizon vanished in a ghostly hue. Smoke filled the sky and the world turned gray. LA strong, we'll fight another day. Claim the streets for miles. Homes collapsed and the sky turned red. A city in mourning and tears were shed. And every tear, found hope and faced the fear.
LA. Now, as he prepared to release his first body of work, he had an unexpected turn in his life, the Palisades LA fires. He wrote We'll Rise LA, a song born from collective loss and resilience. And though it wasn't originally planned as his first release, it became clear to him that this was the song that needed to lead the way. So with We'll Rise LA setting the tone, Van Gogh is ready to share the full scope of his music in a testament to his journey, passion, and artistic evolution. Van Gogh and We'll Rise, L.A. What'd you think, John Bon Jovial?
Well, I think that in regards to the situation that is going on in Los Angeles right now, it's so apropos, and current events. So I think that it's kind of cool that he did this. I'm not sure how long he had it in the planning to do We'll Rise, but the timing couldn't be any better.
It is an anthemic tune. I want to take a second to thank our friends at WRFZ, FM 106.3 in Rochester, New York, Rochester Free Radio, our flagship FM radio station carrying the David Bowers Awards every Saturday at noon. And right after our show, Steve Litvak, the Baron, comes in with his rock and roll rumble, guaranteed to rumble your ears with some great tunes. And he's followed immediately by a local legend in Rochester, Armin Schaubrock, with Armin Spins. And he has some really eclectic music that he has spent years cultivating. And I think he's got his own, special library of special tunes that nobody else has heard. But there's a lot of good stuff there, and I know he has his own special business because he is the proprietor, along with his son, of the House of Guitars, the Hog, in Rochester, New York. We thank all of our friends up there in Rochester, including Rochester Free Radio, for carrying the David Bowers Awards, and we're going to get right to our first award, our first music of the afternoon or evening, whatever time you're listening to this. We have a gentleman who goes by the name of Joe Boo. He's had several groups that he works with as lead singer, songwriter, and whatever else they need, really. He's currently with a group called Voodoo Mirage. We wanted to share some of their music with you. We're going to do that right now, and then we'll talk with Joe Boo. Here is Voodoo Mirage with You're Not There.
What are you waiting for? You're lying in disbelief, watching shadows stretch across the floor. Hidden in lies, deceiving. Now that you know the truth, you swear that you'll never be fooled again until you see. Shut it out!
was bound to come. You think you're a lonely fool, but I promise you're not the only one. Time to swallow your anger. Yeah, you need to bury your pride. You swear that you'll never.
Unfortunately, we can't give Joe Boo that break. Joe, you'd better be there. Say hello.
How you doing, David? How you doing, John? Good to be back with you guys.
Good to have you back here, my friend. And for the listeners that may not recognize the name, if you were listening a few weeks back, we had a band on by the name of Rain of Fire. And this was the fireman who shared that information with us. He's back with another one of his groups, Voodoo Mirage. And Joe, first off, tell us about this thing you have with so many groups.
I've got contacts over the last 40 years of playing music. There are guys that I've played with 20, 30 years ago that we decided we wanted to try and either resurrect some of the music we had back in the day, or we wanted to continue with some new material. And I'm pretty actively involved in the indie community through Facebook and through other social media. And so I've gotten engaged in a handful of collaborations that have resulted in new bands being formed. And so I've got three bands that are primarily guys that I've known for the last 30 or 40 years, and I've got two that are new guys. So five bands that are active, and I've got a handful of other artists across the globe, actually, that I do collaborations with.
It's really kind of ironic that we should have one person who's involved in so many groups on the show, because in a couple of weeks, I don't have the dates right in front of me, but coming up in another 2-3 weeks, I have a gentleman on who is over in the UK, and he is a solo artist, and he is so determined to make it in the business that he started his own record company to distribute his music and records. And we're going to get the other side of that discussion today with you, a spokesperson for several groups. Tell us about this group, Voodoo Mirage.
Voodoo Mirage is really kind of the brainchild of myself and guitarist and bass player Randy Nitsch. Randy and I had a band together about 27 years ago called Monkey Fist, and it was predominantly grunge-oriented. And I'd contacted Randy about three and a half years ago, wanting to rework on some of the old Monkey Fist material. And Randy at the time was playing with a band called Saint Tragedy, and he was pretty dedicated to it. His table was full. And over the course of about 2 years, he decided to pull out of Saint Tragedy and had about four songs musically that were written, and he contacted me And within 2 weeks, I had two of them written and ready to go. So it launched Voodoo Mirage, and he recruited his guitar or drummer from St. Tragedy, Jesse Laraquente. And we've been off and running ever since then. We just completed the release of a 4-song EP that includes the song you just played, You're Not There, and there are 3 additional ones called Left in the Middle, Realign, and Demons. And we have just released the next chapter to Voodoo Mirage, the song Break These Chains, and that'll be the song you'll be closing the show with.
That'll be the closing song, right. And John Bon Jovial, come on in here and join the fun.
Joe, welcome back to the show. It's been a while, and it's really nice to you know, have your smiling face back with us again.
It's great to be with you guys.
Well, it is a two-way street. I love the name of the band, Voodoo Mirage. Where did that come from?
Well, you know how it is today. It's nearly impossible for you to adopt a name without either combining two completely unrelated words or a collection of words, because basically every quality band name has been taken. So Randy and I went back and forth with trying to come up with a few ideas, and Voodoo was a part of a number of those names, and Mirage was a part of a number of those names. And in fact, Randy wanted to call the band Mirage solely, but there's already a jazz band named Mirage, and there was another rock band from 20, 30 years ago named Mirage, and they've kind of capitalized on the copyright of the name. So we decided to combine the two and eliminate even a space between them, so it's a single word, a Voodoo Mirage. And so fortunately, it was not taken, and it's got enough kind of flair to it that we really liked it, so we thought it had a nice hook to it.
It does have a nice hook to it. It's just, you know, it's something that it gets your attention. It got my attention. Because it's really unique. I really like the name. I want to circle back to You're Not There. It's just a good rocking number, and I just would like to know, where did it come from? What was the beginning idea, and how did it morph into what it is now?
With virtually every song, because I'm always a primary lyricist and melody writer for the vocals, as I listen to a piece, I let it kind of evoke a picture for me. I let it tell me the story. And Randy writes a lot of really fantastic melodic rock. So it's not a hard rocker, even though a lot of our other songs are. But it's got a great sense of mood and emotion. It's a sad, gripping piece of music. So as I listen to it, to me, it evoked the picture of someone who had lost someone. So the imagery in the lyrics is a young man sitting kind of on the floor in his apartment, watching the shadows grow across the living room floor, and experiencing the sadness and loss of a woman that he loved who's not there any longer.
That's very relatable. Without going into major detail, I understand that all too well.
Right. And I think most of us have. It's rare that someone may have met the love of their life when they were young and continued with them forever. Most of us have gone through heartbreak more than a handful of times.
I think that's a safe bet right there. And another thing that caught my attention, and that's one of the reasons I like the two tracks you shared with us today, is the different sound between You're Not There and Break These Chains. I can't really put it into words without the listener hearing it. You've got to hear the two. You've already heard You're Not There, and you will hear Break These Chains. But the difference in sound really is a testament to your versatility and that of the group itself.
Thank you. One of the focuses that we really wanted to provide to the listener and to the movement of the band was that we didn't want to be singularly dimensional. We've got a lot of years of experience. I just turned 60 on Sunday, so I've been doing this for a long time. Randy's been playing guitar on and off with me for almost 30 years, so he's got a lifetime of experience as well. And because we've tried and delved into a handful of musical styles, we kind of wanted to bring a little bit of that flavor of grunge, hard rock, melodic rock, even pop to everything that we're doing. So each song, from song to song, there may be some little bit of each style in it, but it'll be really a kind of a diverse palette from song to song.
Right, right. I understand that. And speaking of what you do and where you're going, what are you doing and where are you going in the future?
Well, I'm a fireman in Sarasota County. So music is really kind of a side gig for me. But with working with each of these bands, I also do a lot of sound engineering, so I do mixing and mastering. In fact, I do a lot of the mixing and mastering for Voodoo Mirage. I sing for a band called Joe Boo and the Dog, and I do all the mixing and mastering for that band. And so in the future, if I don't, you know, a lot of it depends on the longevity of the voice. And since most singers can't sing for forever, when the time comes, I'll probably move into working on the other side of the microphone, working more in the engineering side. I do a lot of video work, too, so I work in music video. So I'll probably start offering my services to bands that are looking for some sound engineering work too.
Sounds like you've got a solid future lined out ahead of you. That's nothing to laugh at there. That's a good thing, and I salute you for the foresight to think along those lines, because you're right. Anyone who uses their voice a lot is not going to have that voice forever. Mine is not what it was 20 years ago, and I've heard a lot of others who have had the same thing happen. Not everybody can be Frankie Valli and sing into their 90s.
Right, and Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett.
They defied age. It's amazing.
It is really amazing. John Bon Jovial, you look like you have something you want to say.
Well, you know, it's funny that Tony Bennett was just mentioned, because that was the first thing that flashed into my mind was Tony Bennett. Concert that he did not long before he passed away with Lady Gaga, when he was in full stage of Alzheimer's disease, when it came time for him to open up his mouth and sing, it was right there. His voice was so strong.
Powerful.
And, yeah, very powerful. And the thing about Alzheimer's, you know, Alzheimer's affects not only memory, it affects most Alzheimer's sufferers have a thing called frontal aphasia, where it affects the way they speak. But music is a different part of the brain, and speech is a separate part of the brain. But when you have musical speech, that's coming from the musical part of the brain, which is not affected by dementia. And so to see him being off in La La Land somewhere, but then the music kicked in, and it was like Tony Bennett was on.
And he's on.
Yeah, he's on. Right. He's on. So, yeah, you're right. None of us are spring chickens anymore. We are not capable of doing the things that we could have done 20, 30 years ago. But, you know, I suppose if, you know, eat your Wheaties, do your exercise, and you'll be okay.
Exactly.
And be the best you can be, and that's... Yeah. Right. The best you can be, actually. So, and you know, I was thinking while we were talking with you, Joe Boo, we could do an entire show just on your bands alone, you know, one tune from each one.
Right.
And we haven't really scratched the surface, the list of the bands you've worked with and are working with. You had 7 months, Strychnine, you mentioned Joe Boo and the Dog. The Michael Ray Band, Shadow Band, Ferinity, Quiver, you Monkey Fist, you mentioned, that's Rain of Fire, Voodoo Mirage, which you've brought on our show here, and your partnership there, Boo and McElman.
Boo McElman,
Oki, that's quite a list, and I'm not even sure I got them all, but that is, it's quite a testament to your talent, your versatility, and your determination to make it work. And you're making it work for a lot of people, because I was thinking about that angle of it. All these bands have mostly different people from one of the other bands. So you have really left a mark with a lot of people.
Well, thank you, David. You know, getting back to the Tony Bennett, you know, principle of defying age, knowing that I only have so much time, I'm trying to get as much musically accomplished as I can before my voice fails me. So that's part of the reason why there are so many bands that I'm involved with now. I know the window is closing, so I want to try and get as much done before my voice fails me.
I understand completely. That's a little bit of the thought John and I have had. We got into this primarily because we loved our work in radio, and radio stinks today. Plus, they don't hire dinosaurs.
Sure,
so we figured, hey, got the internet, we can do our own show, do what we want to do, and we can make it a pay it back, pay it forward, pay it back to the artist whose tunes helped us raise our families, and pay it forward to the up-and-coming artists and give them one more stage to perform on, which we have been so happy to share with you. Want to give you a chance here, as we do all the time, to express your, to tell the folks how they can find you, how they can follow you, keep in touch, and most importantly, how they can get your music. The stage is yours.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much. I've got several Facebook pages, so an easy way to find me is on Facebook under Joe Boo, under the Joe Boo music page, under Joe Boo and the Dog, Reign of Fire, Boo McCallman, Voodoo Mirage, Strychnine, 7 Months, and the Michael Ray Band. I'm also on all of the streaming services. I've got channels for just about every band on YouTube, and every streaming service you'd be able to find us. Most of the bands I have on X. I have some of them on Reverb Nation, and my Indieverse and Indietown. So virtually any of the websites or social media services that are available to bands, I'm on. And you'd be able to find me on any of those. And if you search Joe Boo or Reign of Fire, Voodoo Mirage, Joe Boo and the Dog, 7 Months, Strychnine, the Michael Ray Band, you'd be able to find all of those on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, any of the other streaming services.
And for the listeners who can't spell well, Boo is B-O-O-E, okay? So it's Joe, B-O-O-E, Joe Boo. And we thank Joe Boo for coming in and sharing with us again today. And we'll look forward to your next incarnation, whatever it may be. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you, David. Thank you, John. It's always a pleasure. Love the David Bauer Show. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you
so much. Appreciate it. And ladies and gentlemen, there he is, Joe Boo with Voodoo Mirage and Break These Chains.
I'm gonna break these chains.
These Chains, Joe Boo and Voodoo Mirage, and I really enjoyed talking with Joe. He's a fun guy. What an expressive personality to be able to work with that many different bands wholeheartedly.
Yeah, you're right. It was a great conversation to have with him and to hear about all the half dozen or so different projects that he's got going on. He's a busy guy in addition to being a firefighter, which is not an easy job, as we all know. And of course, that was showcased back in New York City in 2001, that we know that these guys don't just sit around and drink root beer all day. They work their butts off, and they're very courageous people. So my hat's off to Joe Boo for being a firefighter. I think that's terrific. And as it turns out, a fairly talented musician as well.
Absolutely. And I think it's a tribute to his character that he gives so much and in so many different ways, both as a firefighter, as a singer, as a songwriter, as a band member, a producer, the whole nine yards. He just, it's like he has no end to what he has to give. And hey, I'm really, really impressed by Joe Boo as a person.
Absolutely. He's a good guy.
I
remember talking to him the first time we had him on. I was impressed with him, and even more so now.
Absolutely, and we look forward to the next time he comes back and see us. And we are looking forward to you listening to our next guest. Remember, if you like our guest's music, don't forget to add them to your streaming playlists online, okay? And right now we have another guest for you to size up. He goes by the name of D. Boone Pittman and his band The Fugitives. And here is D. Boone Pittman and The Fugitives with a tune that's a tribute to the flood victims from 22, east of Ravenna.
Come and watch us rise, bro. That's just what we'll do. Think this spirit's been destroyed? Come and hear that resurrection noise. This wasteland's heard the Father's voice saying, I'm doing something new. The times are hard, east of Ravenna, and it's hard to notice where to begin. We ain't lost, ain't close to finish, and the sun's gonna shine on Jackson again. Well, you don't know what you stand to lose till you see your town on the evening news. The world looks down upon your blues, but they can't see what's going on. We've all come to know firsthand that spirit moving across this land. It drives us to help our fellow man, rising up and tugging strong. But times are hard, east of Ravenna, and it's hard to notice where to begin. We ain't alone, we ain't close to finishing. The sun's gonna shine on Jackson.
east of Ravenna. That's D. Boone Pittman and the Fugitives. And right here with us now is D. Boone Pittman. Hello, D.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for playing my song.
Oh, thank you for coming and sharing some good stuff with us. We could start by, let's find out more about who D. Boone Pittman is.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm just an Americana artist, songwriter out of Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. I grew up steeped in the eastern Kentucky hills, and I like to write and sing about this area that I grew up in. And Ravenna is a little town just over the mountain from where I grew up in Estill County, Kentucky. And the song itself was directed towards the eastern Kentucky flood victims of 2022.
And that was on your album Resurrection Noise, right?
It was, yes, sir. That was the lead single.
Uh-huh. I remember when that happened. That was an awful thing.
It came in the middle of the night. It was, I think it was 84 people lost their lives that year.
Were you affected by it?
Tens of thousands were displaced out of their homes. No, me personally, I was not, because I'm a little farther west at the moment. But that is the area that I grew up in, and I know a lot of people. Know a lot of good people that live in that part of the world. Some of them are in the music community, and some of them are just people that I've known just growing up, but that heavily impacted. And a lot of them are still not even back in their homes. And I don't know if you paid any attention to the more recent weather coverage, but it hasn't been that long ago that a new series of storms came through, and they flooded again. A little less damage, or at least a little less fatalities, because it wasn't such a shock this time, but they were hit again. So a lot of those folks that were still displaced are, you know, they still haven't got back in their homes, and now they're dealing with all this again. So
I think it's pretty cool that you are, you know, doing homage to their trials and tribulations. And I'm not being facetious when I say that. I really admire you for doing that. The thing that I really like about the song about Easter Ravenna, well, the lyrics are great. They really are. But I look at it from a musical point of view, and then please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm hearing the channeling of Charlie Daniels in there, and I'm hearing a real rough vocal rendition of Hank Williams Jr. And I say that in just the highest of compliments. And am I off base? Had you planned this, or is it my imagination running away with me? Thank you, Temptations.
All I can tell you is that it wasn't intentional, but there certainly is a lot of influence from both of those names that you mentioned in my musical library. You know, just growing up, that's the stuff that was playing around me all the time. So one of many, you know, or two of many, rather, but there's a strong, powerful roots country influence in my music.
There really is. I was quite taken with it. And, you know, back in my younger life when I was jocking on terrestrial radio, my specialty, my forte, and it really wasn't by choice, it just kind of happened that way, and I'm glad it did, was country music. I was a country DJ for many, many years, and I think the biggest station I was on was WSUN in Tampa, St. Petersburg. You know, we played music that was right in line with what you're doing. You had a good roots sound to it. It's got a very classical flavor to it. And I can hear your influences. I can tell that this is where you grew up.
Some would call it trad country or traditional country. Yeah, it's you know, I don't know. I don't try to steer my writing towards, or even my style towards, a certain direction. I just let it evolve into what it has become. But there's certainly a lot of Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, the original Hank Williams, one of the greatest songwriters that's ever lived. Oh, yeah. Listen to a lot of Hank Jr. back in the 80s. I mean, that was big back in the day. I mean, Hank Jr. was on fire in the early 80s, so really it was hard enough to capture that.
And then take a look at Hank III. Sounds like his grandpa.
Yeah, he does.
Isn't it amazing? It's eerie, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. First time I ever heard of it. Does Hank Williams have a new song out? Does somebody need to tell me something?
You know, he's got a couple of daughters that sing really well, too. Of course, one of her, you know, she recently passed. She had a bad car accident. But I can't remember the other daughter's name, but, man, she's good. She's really good. Music's in the blood in the Williams family, that's for sure.
I'm going to ask you one more question and then throw it back to David. And I ask this of just about every guest that comes on. You got a song like East of Ravenna, and it has to start somewhere. There has to be a thought that enters your head that says, hey, I got an idea. Tell me about the road that you traveled to get it to where it is now.
Well, I'm trying to remember with Ravenna, every song's a little different, you know, the songwriting process. But with Ravenna, I really just kind of began with in the wake. It was pretty soon after all the storms had hit. So that was still very emotional for me to write about. And I was on a songwriter's retreat, and I was kind of farther west on Nolan Lake in a little encampment called Lucan. I was serving in a pastorship at the time, so they gave us this little cottage once a year to go out there on a retreat. So I'm out there writing songs, and I knew I wanted to write about the events that had just happened. I wanted it to be a song of hope, but I wanted to try to use it as a form of just trying to garnish attention and raise money for the folks that were in need in the East. So that's kind of where that started at. There's a few scripture references that kind of pop up throughout the tune, but it wasn't until I kind of got to the chorus that the title kind of entered into my head. And Ravenna was a little town, like I said, close to where I grew up in Eastern Kentucky. But if you look on the map geographically, pretty much everything west of that spot was heavily hit by the storm. So that's where East of Ravenna came from. And it kind of fit nicely with some of the rhyming schemes in the chorus that was already in there. So that's how all that came to be. I hope some of that at least made some kind of sense.
Yeah, it does. That's why I always ask that question. It's a thought process that I'm very curious about.
And it gets to the heart of the artist, which is important, like knowing where you came from. What was music in your life when you discovered it?
I don't know that I could even pinpoint a moment when I discovered music, because it was just always there. It was like oxygen for me. My old man played he was a musician. He played in the clubs. My mom was a music lover. They were teenagers in the 50s, and I was able to benefit from, you know, the dawn of rock and roll through their eyes. And how cool was that? Because I can remember being, you know, just a little boy in the 70s, and mom and dad were, you know, they're spinning Jerry Lee Lewis and Johnny Rivers and, you know, early Elvis and Chubby Checker. And, of course, you know, on the countryside of things, we're talking Merle Haggard and Buck Owens. This stuff was always going on in my house. When I was old enough to make my own choices, I was probably leaning more towards what the other kids were in the 70s, which was, you know, don't make fun of me, but a band called Kiss.
Kiss was great.
As weird as it sounds, I think Ace Frehley kind of was my first guitar teacher, because I was in my bedroom playing air guitar to Ace Frehley guitar solos. And as weird as it sounds, when I actually, you know, was trying to learn, pick up the instrument for the first time many, many years later, a lot of the right-hand stuff was already ingrained in my head from you know, just playing around in my bedroom, pretending, you know.
Yeah.
So I was telling somebody over dinner, you know, in 77, when Elvis passed away, I really just got enamored with the history of his career and, you know, all the tributes and the movie they made about his life and everything that happened thereafter was, you know, just that was the big thing in pop culture at the time. And, you know, I can remember just trying to make my hair look like sideburns on the side of my ears and greasing it back. And, you know, I was trying to get mom to let me dye it black. I wanted to be Elvis, you know, so. His performing style, he was just the quintessential rock icon.
Yes.
Yes, he was. You know,
he kind of set the bar for that. And later in life for me, he became more serious artists like Springsteen and Steve Earle, and even later, Jason Isbell, some of the great songwriters that are happening now that continue to inspire me as a songwriter. But it's a deep, deep well, man, if you start talking about my musical influence, because there's a lot of it out there.
Well, that's good. It's good to know the artist. I mean, we hear your music and we draw our own interpretations from that, but it's good to know the artist himself, and I appreciate you taking the time to share that with us. Where is D. Boone Pittman going now from where you are professionally? What do you want to see happen in the near future?
Man, I don't even know. I don't even know. When I really first launched into this career seriously, I didn't know then, and I probably know less than I do now. But I, one thing's, you know, there's a lot of things that I've learned about the music industry is that, you know, I'm probably not going to see this career reach as high a level as it probably could have when I was much younger. I know songwriters, sell music the way that they used to. You know, the whole digital industry has really changed all that. So I don't know if there's a future as a songwriter. I don't know. I don't know that I even care anymore, David. I think at this point I'm just all about just writing music and putting it out there. It's meant to be an art form, so I'm just going to continue to be an artist and just let it go where it goes.
It's a good way to look at it.
I'm just going to continue to try to do as much as I possibly can to get my music heard, which means you know, I'm going to be traveling a lot more than I'm. That's why I'm down here in Gatlinburg. We just did a 2-night stand at Old Red's. Going to do another one tomorrow night. Playing some more shows in the Nashville area, and just kind of spreading things out a little bit, trying to expand my fan base, if you will. But
sure.
That's anything that I can do to get my music exposed to a new audience. That's all I'm about.
Well, you got two more fans here,
right? Well, of course, that means you're going to have to talk to more guys like us, but and gals too. There's gals out there now too. But one of the things that we do is we try to make a little bit of a way for emerging artists. And to that end, among our plethora of social media pages, one on Facebook is the David Bowers Awards groups page. And that is there specifically for indie artists, emerging artists to post their news and information, whether it's new releases, appearances, whatever you want to share towards your building audience. It's there for you to use. It's free. You can post directly to it. You don't have to send me a press release and hope I read it. You can post directly to that page, and we will pick it up from there and share it with the other pages we post to. That's something that, well, this whole gig that we're on is a pay it back, pay it forward thing for our careers in broadcasting and pay back the artist whose music helped us to raise our families, and also to pay it forward to the up-and-coming artists and give them a little more chance of getting their music out there and one more stage to play on.
Well, that's an awesome resource, man. Thank you. Thank you guys for doing that.
Absolutely. And one other, there's one drawback now. Being on the show, you are now part of our family. And we like to hear from family. So do keep in touch with us, please. If you ever have a feeling of, gee, I don't know if I should bug them or not, bug us. That's what we're here for. That's our whole thing. That's exactly what we do, why we're here. Feel free anytime. We can help you. Give us a yell. And before we let you go, run out of time here, I want to give you a chance to share with the listeners how they can find you, follow you, get in touch with you if they want. And, of course, most important, how they can get your music.
Yes, sir. So I have a website, dboonpittman.com. That's like Daniel Boone, D. Boone. There's links to all my socials from there, so that's probably the easiest way to direct you. But you can stream or download my music anywhere you stream or download music, Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora. There's three studio albums out there and one live album. I'm honored to announce that Friday, the 21st, I'm going to be releasing a single that is a duo with special guest vocalist, local country roots soulful singer, Clark Kissick from Bath County, Kentucky. This guy's great. And the first time I heard him sing, I said, I want to do a song with this guy. So I wrote this song specifically for him to sing with me. So that's the lead single off the new EP. The new EP is going to be called Tyrone Blues, and it comes out April 25th. And the name of this song is That's Low, and it's going to be released Thursday at midnight or Friday morning at midnight.
Well, we're really pleased and proud that you shared that with us. And I guess now I can tell the listeners that they're going to get a sneak preview of it right after we talk with you. We're going to play the new track, so it's probably the first time they're going to hear it anywhere. And we are honored to have that privilege, and we're so glad you came and shared with us. Thank you so much.
I'm honored to be on the show, guys. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Do keep in touch now.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, D. Boone Pittman and the Fugitives. That's Low. We'll be right back.
time. The same sweet girl, she was on my
D. Boone Pittman and the Fugitives right here on the David Bowers Awards. We want to thank D. Boone Pittman and the Fugitives. Also want to thank Joe Boo and Voodoo Mirage and his countless other groups that he works with for combining to bring you a great show. And it's been our pleasure to be the ringmasters of this circus. Right now, it's time for John Bon Jovial to take us home.
Well, yes, indeed, folks. Thank you. You have done it again. You've spent another perfectly good hour with us here at the David Bowers Awards. And seriously, we are so grateful for your presence each and every week. Thank you so very much. The David Bowers Awards is broadcast around the world from our studios in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and the Valley of the Sun, Tempe, Arizona. And we're available for free on most of the major streaming services. Be sure to join us next week for the David Bowers Awards Saturday on WRFZ-FM 106.3 on your FM radio dial in Rochester, New York, otherwise known as Rochester Free Radio. And if you're not within the sound of their voice, you can always pick them up on the internet at rochesterfreeradio.com. And that happens every Saturday, noon Eastern. And then you can pick us up again on rss.com by going to the search function on the rss.com front page and putting in the David Bowers Awards. And that happens Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific, and 7 p.m. UTC. So until next week, for the David Bowers and all the other crew of rejects, morons, and ne'er-do-wells that call this place home, I am yours truly, the John Bon Jovial legendary guy that I am. And, of course, I kind of blew the way that I said that. But, hey, y'all get the right idea, right? Because that's what we legendary people do. And we'll see you next week right here on the David Bowers Awards.